Good afternoon, everyone. We are now joined by the Busch Pole Award winner for today, Joey Logano, driver of the number 22 Shell Pennzoil Ford for Team Penske. If you have a question for Joey, please raise your hand, state your name and affiliation, and get you a microphone. Start off with Reed down here.
Reed Spencer with NASCAR Wire Service. In watching the ghost car, you killed him in turns 3 and 4 and took a different line from just about everybody else through that corner. Was that deliberate, and how did you develop that?
I just got lucky. You know how this sport works. It's all luck. Of course, we all work at things. We all try to figure things out, and you know, you try to take an advantage when you have it. You know, which is always short-lived. But today we were able to take advantage of a lot of things and be able to have a fast car. You know, our Shell Pennzoil Ford definitely is has got speed in it for sure, especially for one lap the way it was there. So hopefully that's maintains throughout the race to where we can you know, stay up there, and that pit stall is going to help that a lot. You know, the first pit stall here is quite the advantage, so it's nice to be able to have that. And then, you know, hopefully keeps us towards the front, keeps us out of the big chaotic mess that I think is going to be towards the middle of the pack. You know, if you can stay towards the front of that, that'll help. But there'll be times, I'm sure, strategy will change up. There'll be two tires. There'll be, you know, no tires. There'll be four tires, and everything's going to get mixed up at some point. But I think just being in that first pit stall is going to, you know, try to lessen that risk of getting back there and getting stuck, you know. So if you can kind of keep yourself up there, I think that's going to be important for tomorrow's race. Hopefully that's the case.
But on the lap itself, I mean, it looked like you entered the corner high, got down to the bottom, and then got off the bottom quicker than just about anybody else. Was that all planned?
That's all luck. Of course it's planned. I drive the car. It doesn't drive itself. So at least it went where I told it to go. That part really helped me a lot. That part helped a lot.
Got Dustin down here.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Joey, with people talking about maybe this racing, maybe a little bit more pack racing, I don't want to say Daytona, Talladega, but you've had a lot of success at those tracks. Is it going to be more of a similar type of mindset, or is it still going to be so different and it'd be, you know, maybe a little bit more like Kansas and you'll have opportunities to kind of get spread out? Or is this going to be as close to a Daytona, Talladega mindset that you might have?
It's not going to be like Daytona and Talladega. You know, those tracks are so easy, wide open. In dirty air, that the draft works throughout the whole racetrack. There is some times that you can follow a car right behind them here and still be pretty much wide open, but you got to be one of the first 2 to 4 cars to be able to do that. So when you get back in the pack more, the more handling is going to mean, and that's when it's just you got to approach it more like a race you would at Kansas. And be smart about what lines you pick and where you're trying to make passes. And yeah, there's a lot to think about. I tell you, it's even Pocono last week, you know, and yeah, we single filed out pretty quick, but those first few laps, you had to be so aware of what was going on around you and looking a lap ahead, not necessarily just the corner that's right in front of you or the straightaway that's thereafter. You got to be thinking really far down the road of what's going to happen and the consequences of making each move. And so you just got to be thinking about a lot. It's mentally as tough racing as I've been a part of since, you know, the beginning of my career from a mental side. You know, the cars handle better than ever, but when you get in dirty air, they're very unpredictable. And the runs that are formed by other cars and things like that is what, at least that is a direction that I go to study now compared to what I used to study. So I've changed a lot of what I work on as a driver and what I look for in my race car has changed a lot. And it keeps changing every week because I've picked the wrong road a few times already. And hopefully we pick the right road this weekend to go down and we can make some good moves on the racetrack. So it's just different type of racing than we've seen in the past. But it's not going to be a big 3-wide pack for very long. You'll see 3-4 wide for sure, but it's going to single file. Well, not single file, but it's going to it's going to get to the point that cars are going to be looking for clean air in the corners. So you won't see many cars following each other through the corners unless it's on the bottom.
What do you have to think about a lap ahead if you're talking about? I would suspect a lot of times you have to do that anyway. So can you explain that, or what more you're having to ponder or think about what you're doing?
Well, you just got to ponder if you're going to try to pass someone on the bottom and you don't clear them, you're in big trouble. Right, and so you got to know that you're going to clear them. You got to think about where the cars are, 3-4 cars ahead of you, the amount of time it's going to take to pass that car in front of you. Are you going to lose touch of the cars in front of you that they get way out there and you might not be able to catch back up to them? Those are the things you got to start thinking about. And then what's behind you? You know, what's your gap behind you? What's the risk you're taking by trying to make a pass? And it's changing all the time, right? Because this car is catching each other, losing time, all this stuff, and you don't have time to think about it, right? So you just kind of got to, you know, be aware of the situation and then make the decision. The time you think about it, you're done, right? So you gotta go, but you gotta be aware of what you're doing before you make that decision. And that's what's making it so challenging, is because you gotta make the decision one way or the other, and you're gonna live with the consequences immediately. That's how it works.
Taylor in the back left there.
Joey, Taylor DeSormo with MLive.com. Just wanted to ask how a qualifying lap this year compares to a qualifying lap at MIS last year. Does it really feel slower to you or not really?
It's slower for sure. You know, we used to be hauling the mail around here and qualifying and get the shakes afterwards. And you know, today was more about precision, making sure that you hit the line, what you're looking for, making sure you hit your shift points and gaining as much speed as you can up to speed. And then just, doing what your game plan was before you got out there, and maximizing that. So, qualifying, now is a lot. I mean, it's always about the car, right, and the driver together, but it might be geared a little bit more towards the car, right now in these big tracks like this, when you're wide open all the way around. There's only so much I can do. There's some things I can do to make it better, but I can't make up for much if something was to go wrong or vice versa. So, but in the race is when the drivers really earn their paychecks on that side for sure.
Any final questions for Joey? All right, Joey, best of luck tomorrow. Thank you.
Cool. Thank you.